Chapter 5. Social Security. After 7 years of rising poverty and inequality, Labour will rebuild and transform our social security system. It is there for all of us in our time of need, providing security and dignity in retirement and the basics in life should we become sick or disabled or fall on hard times. Dignity for pensioners. Labour will ensure security and dignity for older people in retirement. Labour will guarantee the state pension triple lock and ensure its rise by at least 2.5% a year or keep pace with inflation or earnings, whichever is higher. The winter fuel allowance and free bus passes will also be guaranteed as universal benefits. Over 2.5 million women born in the 1950s have had their state pension age changed without fair notification. We are exploring options to ensure that all these women have security and dignity in older age. Labour will commission a new review of the pension age, specifically tasked with developing a flexible retirement policy to reflect both the contributions made by people, the wide variations in life expectancy, and the arduous conditions of some work. Dignity for those who cannot work. Labour will act immediately to end the worst excesses of the Conservatives' punitive cuts. We will scrap the punitive sanctions regime, scrap the bedroom tax, reinstate housing benefit for under-21s, scrap cuts to bereavement support payment. The cuts to work allowances in Universal Credit, UC, and the decision to limit tax credit and UC payments to the first two children in a family are an attack on low-income families and will increase child poverty. Labour will reform and redesign UC, ending 6-week delays in payment and the rape clause. With nearly 4 million children currently living in poverty, the majority in working families, we will tackle child poverty. Labour will repeal the following cuts in Social Security support to people with disabilities. We will increase Employment and Support Allowance, ESA, by £30 per week for those in the work-related activity group and repeal cuts in the UC limited capacity for work element. We will increase carers' allowance by £11 to the level of job seekers' allowance. We will implement the court decision on personal independence payment, PIP, so that there is real parity of esteem between those with physical and mental health conditions. We will scrap the work capability and personal independence payment assessments and replace them with a personalized, holistic assessment.